much snow. Now the roads are closed.
They're looking okay this morning, I thought, a couple hours ago when I was driving into town after getting off the Amtrak from New York yesterday. And then I debated, do I stay or do I just get back to Richmond as fast as possible? And I thought, you know what, I better do it. Steve Yob is the director of public works in Henrico County. And Steve, I know it's been a busy 48 hours for you. What do you think? What's the current status of roads in Henrico?
Well, good morning, John. Are hard at work, sir.
Oh, I believe it. It looked good from what I could see.
Well, thank you. Right now, we've got about 20% of our subdivisions we've touched. We have, of course, covered our primary and secondary routes, and the refreeze overnight means we have to go back and retreat with salt and de-icing materials on those icy areas. And as well, John, we're out there knocking down those piles in the turn lanes on the busier roads, making sure that you have good visibility at intersections. So all of that detail work kind of slows us up a little bit. But again, 20% of the subdivisions have been touched so far, and we will continue work until we have 100%.
And how quickly does it go from here, especially with the temperatures beginning to cooperate with you? I mean, I shouldn't say it's 25 degrees right now. It seems like it keeps dropping this morning. But how quickly do you think it'll go from here on out?
Well, we hope to be largely mopped up by tomorrow morning. But, you know, that'll time will tell. Again, it's going to refreeze it overnight. So we'll have to attend to this same thing tomorrow morning. So I would say tomorrow afternoon, hopefully we'll be largely done. But again, we haven't knocked off anybody. We have 95 pieces of equipment out there working, and we will keep working 24 hours until we're done.
Now, one of the reasons we wanted to have you on the program today is to talk about the difference between Henrico County and a lot of other localities. Henrico handles their own snow removal. No state overlap there?
Well, there's a little overlap in that the state handles all the numbered roads, like Broad Street being US 250,
gotcha.
For example.
Okay.
So the state handles those roads. The county, since the 30s, when the voters of Henrico County elected to continue maintaining their roads versus joining the state transportation department, we have always maintained our roads, including snow plowing. So that's a little different from most of the counties in the Commonwealth.
So if it dates back to the 30s, I mean, I think of just my 40-some years in Henrico County. Things are very different today than they were back then. Was that vote, which might have made sense in the 30s, still a smart vote today, financially and practically?
Well, I think practically it has served our citizens well. You know, we're able to respond to requests. I mean, you know, a resident of the county can call me directly. I will answer the phone. I will call them back. I will meet with them. And that service at a level that not everyone in the state will get.
Right. Yeah.
But we're very happy to be able to do so. We love serving our residents. And even the ones that from time to time are unhappy with us, I am more than happy to go out there and personally take care of things.
Try to fix things. How does the county pay for it, and how does it stack up when you compare it to similar counties, Chesterfield and Hanover and the like?
Well, the county, yes, sir. The county gets a piece of the gas tax for the motorists buying motor fuel. So. As does VDOT. So our maintenance money comes from the same source that VDOT gets theirs from. The difference being, of course, that Hanover and Chesterfield, the VDOT people will do all the plowing versus
right.
In Henrico, we take care of it ourselves. And again, that comes out of the gas tax proceeds that the state provides us.
Yeah. Well, in your years of doing this, how do you think you all stack up against VDOT, just in general? Are they able to get more equipment faster or update their equipment?
It's really apples and oranges, John, because VDOT has a lot of things that we don't have to deal with, like the interstates and so forth. So,
right, yeah.
I'm reluctant to compare what we do to VDOT. We're out there trying to do the detail work, and they're out there trying to make sure the Commonwealth has great mobility.
And just plow miles and miles and miles of road. I got you.
That's right.
Okay.
So, but I think we do pretty good on the detail stuff. And pretty good on responding to our residents.
Well, everybody complains when there's a snowstorm, but my first pass in a couple of different localities in the last 24 hours is a very positive one. So I want to say something nice. In case you don't hear nice stuff very often, Steve, let me give you a blue ribbon this morning. Steve Yob, the Director of Public Works within Ryko County. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Yes, sir.